Hello, friends, and welcome back to our bedtime stories. As promised, we will be reading another Olivia book tonight, and I've got Jana here with me.
Hi.
And Grayson.
Hi.
And we are going to be reading this book. It just says Olivia. Tonight, we want to give a shout out to the kid's cousin, Logan. Hi, Logan. We hope you're listening to the story. Hi, Emily. Hi, Michael. You guys want to say hi?
Hi.
All right, let's start reading the story. Hope you're listening. And you can always leave reviews for us, too, on Apple Podcasts or on Overcast or on Anchor, I think. You can still listen to the podcasts. And you can leave reviews for us. And if you'd like, we can give you a shout-out as well. So this is Olivia, and it is written and illustrated by Ian Falconer. This is Olivia. She is good at a lot of things. She's very good at wearing people out. She even wears herself out. She looks pretty high energy, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Olivia has a little brother named Ian. He's always copying. Look at her little red shoes and her lipstick and her bow and his red lipstick. Sometimes Ian just won't leave her alone, so Olivia has to be firm. Olivia lives with her mother, her father, her brother, her dog Perry, and Edwin the cat. In the morning, after she gets up and moves the cat, and brushes her teeth, and combs her ears, and moves the cat, Olivia gets dressed. She has to try on everything. She's got a tutu, a sweater, shoes, hats, purses, dresses, a bikini, another dress. On sunny days, Olivia likes to go to the beach. She feels it's important to come prepared. Last summer, when Olivia was little, her mother showed her how to make sandcastles. I still don't know how to make a sandcastle.
Me either. Look at that.
She got pretty good. That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it's like bigger than a skyscraper.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes Olivia likes to bask in the sun. That's my favorite part of the beach. When her mother sees that she's had enough, they go home. Every day, Olivia is supposed to take a nap. It's time for your you-know-what, her mother says. Of course, Olivia's not at all sleepy. On rainy days, Olivia likes to go to the museum. She heads straight for her favorite picture. It's the ballerina's. Olivia looks at it for a long time. What could she be thinking? But there is one painting Olivia just doesn't get. I could do that in about 5 minutes, she says to her mother. It looks like just splotches, doesn't it?
How is it famous?
I don't know. It looks like someone took a paintbrush and just flung paint at the canvas. As soon as she gets home, she gives it a try. And she's in timeout because she was flinging the paint at the walls and not at a canvas. After a nice bath and a nice dinner, it's time for bed. But of course, Olivia's not at all sleepy. Only 5 books tonight, Mommy, she says. No, Olivia, just one. How about 4? How about 2? 3? All right, 3, but that's it. Hmm. Olivia's a good negotiator, isn't she?
So are we.
When they finish reading, Olivia's mother gives her a kiss and says, "You know, you really wear me out, but I love you anyway." And Olivia gives her a kiss back and says, "I love you anyway, too." The end. Well, that sounds pretty stereotypical for children. They just wear parents out. And whenever it's time for a nap, no kid ever wants a nap. Sometimes it's more the moms that need a nap. Or you're going to get grumpy if you don't get a nap.
Yeah.
Grayson sometimes gets grumpy if he doesn't get a nap.
Yeah.
I sometimes get grumpy if I don't get a nap, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, guys, well, we appreciate you listening to our story, and we hope you'll come back next week. We'll probably have another Olivia book. It's Dr. Seuss's birthday, but we didn't have any Dr. Seuss books on hand, and there was none in the library that Jana got the book from. So maybe next week we'll have a Dr. Seuss book, and maybe we'll have an Olivia book. You'll have to come back and see for yourself. Have a good night.
In the next story, we're going to read a different book that's going to be really fun.
Yeah. Okay, have a good night, guys. Thanks so much.
Bye.
See you next time.